Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. This is a special edition of Straight Fire for Thursday, December 9th. Just as everybody is ready for the thrilling Pittsburgh Steelers-Minnesota Vikings Thursday night football game, we have a guest today who happened to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know him. His name is Ryan Shazier. It's funny, like 4 years ago, I think it was 4 years ago, he came to FS1 and like did the shows. And, you know, you're in there, you know, getting hair and makeup ready, and this huge hulking NFL dude walks in. And you're like, oh, geez, obviously I know that Shazier, Ohio State star. He was on the Steelers at the time. Super nice dude, really intelligent, well-spoken, you know, was up for some back and forth. He seemed like the nicest guy. And then you watch him a couple years later suffer that spinal cord injury that ended his career. And he was told he had like a 20% chance to walk again. Well, he wrote a book, and we have him as a guest on today's podcast. Really articulate fellow, and at the end, you'll like when you listen to him talking, you're like, okay, this guy's got to be a coach or a GM somewhere down the road. He's certainly going to go into that, and his answer to that will be interesting. A lot of fun stuff talking about the NFL with him. So Ryan Shazier of the Steelers, you'll enjoy that. Before we get to the interview, and we will have a best bet for Thursday Night Football, a small bet, nothing huge, at the end of the podcast. The news of the Chargers and COVID. Oh, my goodness. So Keenan Allen tested positive for COVID on Monday. Almost certainly going to be out. Almost certainly. Although we've been saying that all season because everybody had been out if they popped up on the list, except for TJ Watt. He was able to play. He had 3.5 sacks, and I took the Ravens like an idiot. Joining Keenan Allen on the COVID list, they announced, I think it was late Wednesday, Mike Williams, the other good receiver, 7 touchdowns, tops in the team. He's their deep ball threat. He's on the COVID list along with quarterback Chris Harris. It's like three starters? What? Really? I'm telling you guys, some of you had, you guys have been following my survivor battle for, I think it's 82,000. I just keep saying that number. The total pot is bigger than that, but I think there is a second place pot. And a lot of people instantly be like, oh, you got to look at the Chargers this week. And I responded like, no, thank you. Like, this is a team that you cannot trust. The best week to pick a Chargers is when there are small underdogs, like last week against the Bengals. I that was one of my best bets. Loved the Chargers. And they cashed. This week, they're 10-point favorites. It was larger than this. I don't care who the quarterback is. It sounds like it's going to be Jake Fromm. I'm not taking him. In real life gambling or a survivor contest, no thank you. It's just not happening. I can't trust them. I don't know who the receivers are, but you know, if you play fantasy, Donald Parham, Guyton. I know Parham's a tight end, but they may go heavier sets. I don't know. I really have no clue what the Chargers are going to do this week. Would not shock me if they lost outright. Regarding Survivor, I still think, without question, my best bet is the Denver Broncos. It is currently at 9. I could have swore I saw 7.5 earlier this week. The Detroit Lions just won their Super Bowl. Jared Goff, cold weather, outdoors, is just a recipe for disaster. Historically, it has been. And Denver gets pressure. I realize that. I got to obviously see if Swift is coming back, but the line's up to 9, 9.5. That's a sign that Swift probably ain't playing. And I know they, you know, put it on the Vikings there. That was a sleepy spot for the Vikings. It was at home. Yes, I had the Vikings last week in the column. Oof, that one hurt. There's no way that Detroit wins this game. No shot. I think the Denver's a great teaser leg. There's a couple of really strong teaser legs. Seattle is probably the best teaser on the board from 7.5 to like 1 or 1.5 against pitiful Houston. Seattle ain't going to blow that game. I think Tennessee... 8.5. You're seeing some Jacksonville money. Listen, Trevor Lawrence is popping off this week saying some stuff. Jacksonville can be frisky, and Tennessee is woefully bad without A.J. Brown, although Julio's back. We'll get at all this tomorrow on the pod. But for now, let's get to Ryan Shazier, former Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy. Knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a former Ohio State legend, a Pittsburgh Steelers superstar, and now he's written a book about an ordeal. Oh, man. I had to watch the injury video before I interviewed Ryan Shazier, the former Pittsburgh Steelers middle linebacker. Ryan, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm all right, and congratulations on the book. Obviously, it's called Walking Miracle, How Faith, Positive Thinking, and Passion for Football Brought Me Back from Paralysis and Helped Me Find Purpose. I haven't written a book myself. I've thought about it, but Ryan, every time I talk to a publisher, they're like, talk about the process, and it is grueling. How was writing a book?
Yeah, it's a long process. It took us about two years and some change. And we started before COVID, so at first, it should have been a little bit shorter than it actually ended up being, but I'm actually happy with the process and how long it took. It was cool. I talked with Larry. We got to know each other at first. At first, you know, it started off slow, and then as we continued to get to know each other and continue to tell the story, The better everything started to get, and the smoother and the more it sounded like my voice. So it was a difficult process at first, but I thought it was really important that people understood my story, but then also, I think it's a good book allowing people to understand how to overcome adversity.
Yeah, I mean, the overcoming adversity is massive. In the little book excerpt, they said that you were given a 20% chance to walk again. Yeah. I'm just curious, when did they tell you that? Like, at what point in the process after the injury was suffered against the Bengals?
Yeah, they told us that pretty much after I had my surgery. They pretty much told my wife, yes, Ryan has less than a 20% chance of walking. And they talked to my family more about it than they told me. And then my family kind of told me about what they said. But once they told me all that information, I didn't really think of it like, hey, I might not ever walk again. I just thought of it like, all right, this is another challenge. Just try to overcome it and let's see what we can do.
Yeah, I'm sure, as a big-time athlete, you know, you were probably told, I don't know if you're going to play Division I football at some point. And you're like, yeah, right, come on, I got this. But, you know, when they told you 20%, was it an instant like, all right, let me get back to work, let me start trying, or was it it took a long time to get to that point?
No, it was more like, all right, let's get to work, let's start trying. Like, my whole life, they always told me it's like you said, it was times that I might not ever make it to the NFL. It was times I might not ever make it to college. But I was able to do those things. So I had experiences through my life that showed me that I could overcome, you know, astronomical odds. So I just thought of it as another odd that was pretty big, but I can overcome it. And that's kind of the mindset I took with this.
Yeah. We'll talk about Ohio State in a little bit because obviously college football, the playoff coming up. But I want to ask about the Steelers. Having played for them, you were drafted by them. Obviously, you're very close to the organization. With the exception of this past weekend's, I'm going to say lucky win over the Ravens. Steelers don't seem to be trending well, Ryan. What are you seeing from Pittsburgh this season?
Why do you feel like this weekend is lucky? They beat the Ravens the last three times they played each other.
This is true. The Ravens dominated that game for probably 2.5 quarters, and then in the fourth quarter, when Humphrey went down,
I wouldn't say they dominated the game. They couldn't really move the ball as well either.
Yeah.
It was kind of a defensive game that whole game, but people can say how they want. So if you've seen it one way, I've seen another.
Well, that's the beauty of football. But I will say, I did bet on the Ravens like an idiot. Lamar throws an interception in the end zone. Going for the 2-point conversion was insanity to me. Pittsburgh did dominate the fourth, and that's winning time, right? You know, that's all that really matters.
Yeah, so we play sports because we try to win. Nobody plays for a tie, So to be honest, with the momentum of the game, all the momentum was leaning towards the Steelers. So I think it was a good idea to go for the 2-point conversion. A lot of times when teams are away, they prefer to go for the two instead of the tie. When you're at home, you prefer to go for the tie because you kind of have the crowd and you have the backing of your fans. But the Ravens are a very aggressive team, so you see that. So I'm not surprised with the whole situation. But just with the initial question that you asked, I think the Steelers, they're not trending upward, but I don't feel like they're trending downward. I think it's kind of in the middle. Right now I feel like they're in the middle. I think they're a team that might make it into the playoffs. And the way the AFC is looking, you just never know who's going to make it to the playoffs. Everybody's within almost 2-3 games of each other. So it's all still pretty close. At the end of the day, I think the Steelers have to just continue to play good defense. If they play good defense, then I think they have a pretty solid chance of making it to the playoffs. And in the playoffs, obviously, they have some powerhouse teams that have really good offenses, but you just never know how things can end up turning out. So
who do you got as the best team in that division right now? Right now, not like
in the division?
Yeah.
The best team in the division, I would probably say, is the Cincinnati Bengals.
Really?
And the reason I say that is because the Ravens, if you really think about it, the Ravens have really been looking like the Steelers this whole season as well. Like, if you really think about it, all their games are very close. They squeak them out the difference between the Ravens and the Steelers is that the Ravens were winning the games that they were pretty much losing the whole game or squeaking out, and the Steelers are losing some of them. So if you really think of it, it was just everybody sees Lamar and love Lamar, so they always feel like the Ravens are doing better than they actually are. But if you think about it, the Ravens this whole season have kind of been up and down as well. I feel like the Cincinnati Bengals, the reason I have them is because I feel like they have the best offense in the whole division. And when their defense is playing well, their offense is good enough to pull them through and get them really good wins. Yeah. With the Steelers and the Ravens, their offense is you just never know what you're going to get some days. And then with the Browns, it's unfortunate they have the most talented team, but it is not playing that well.
This is another question. Now, I asked this in the early in the season or preseason, but who's the best quarterback, Ryan, in that division? Right now, again, not history.
The best quarterback in the division is probably you're talking right now, like on December 8th. The best quarterback on December 8th is probably Joe Burrow.
No Lamar Jackson.
Today.
Right now, yes.
Yeah, if you look at it, Lamar has not been playing that well this year. He played well at the beginning of the season, but if you think about it right now, he's not playing well. In the last two games, he has 6 picks or something like that, or 5 picks. I know a lot of people are like saying Ben is not that good and he hasn't been playing that well this season, but he's only thrown 6 picks this whole season.
Yeah.
And Lamar has 6 picks in 2 games or 5 picks in 2 games.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say Baker. Baker is he's really like hot or cold. You just never know what you're going to get. I don't even know if Baker's going to be their friend, like their quarterback in the next few years. And then I just feel Joe Burrow, like Cincinnati, they really rely on him. Like, obviously, they rely on Joe Mixon, but they really rely on Joe Burrow's arm and his leadership, and I think he does a really good job. And everybody's kind of throwing, salt at Ben, but I think Ben is just a winner. When it comes to winning games and just figuring out a way to squeak things out, I think that he does a good job. There's a few times where the defense have lost those games, and it's a few times the offense have lost those games, but if we were to say who's the best quarterback right now, I'll have to go with the world.
When you talk about Ben, like he's apparently saying this is his last year in Pittsburgh, do you think that means he's ready to retire, or do you think that means, hey, I get it, Pittsburgh doesn't want me back, but I still want to be a quarterback? Because, Ryan, we've seen Joe Montana end his career elsewhere. Tom Brady is playing somewhere other than New England. Like, a lot of quarterbacks have ended their career in different cities than where they start.
to me, I think Ben is basically saying, hey, I feel like my time is done playing football. But if somebody is still, you know, if somebody still is willing to have me at the quarterback, you know, I think he will play. I don't think Ben will go to a team that's like garbage or something like that. But I think Ben is basically saying, hey, you know, I feel like I'm going to hang up my cleats pretty soon. But at the end of the day, if somebody, you know, is going to write me a check and wants me to be their quarterback, you know, I don't see why not. I kind of see it like almost like a Cam Newton situation, but almost a little bit better than that. I'm not going to say, you know, not wait till halfway throughout the year. But I think, like, if somebody, you know, goes all the way through camp and everything, and they're like, man, we need a quarterback, I think then, you know, they might be like, hey, Ben, a situation like that, kind of, or like a Phillip Rivers type of situation or something like that.
Yeah, interesting. You know, we just saw one of the crazier Monday Night Football games ever, Ryan. Three pass attempts by the Patriots. I don't know. You seem like one of the guys that would have, if you were on that Buffalo defense, maybe you would have had a clue as to what the hell to do. Because how does Buffalo let that happen, Ryan? Like, you're one of these middle linebackers in charge of the defense. They knew what was coming, and they could not stop it.
Buffalo is pretty much playing as if they didn't know what was going to happen. Obviously, they had 10 people in the box, but you didn't see them commit on the run as well as they did until the fourth quarter at the end of the game. Like, you start seeing they actually start shooting gaps toward the end of the game. I feel like Buffalo is kind of thinking, like, hey, they're going to eventually play action us soon. Like, they're going to eventually play. I think that's kind of the mindset I seen when it came to watching the game. But if you really think about it, their team didn't play bad. Like Buffalo defense didn't play terrible. Like, and obviously 200 yards rushing is a lot. But if somebody runs – but if somebody only throws the ball three times, they got to get 200 yards some way or another, you know. So I think it was kind of that type of situation. And at the end of the day, if somebody just shows more effort and shows more will and more want to than you that night, then they're going to beat you. And that's kind of how it was with the Patriots. They show more effort, their old linemen and D linemen, they pay more into it. And you see the difference. They were able to run the ball and control the game more than the Bills could. And the Bills, everybody knows that they're not a good running team. So the Patriots were like, all right, throw the ball in 50 mile an hour winds. Like, yeah. I think we're all right, you know, and they just take advantage of it.
I want to quickly ask about Ohio State, Ryan. Not in the college football playoff. Kind of a surprise. They lost to Michigan. I'm curious, where were you watching that game? And any thoughts on the stunning loss by Ohio State?
I watched it at home, and it definitely hurt. But to me, that game is kind of how the Cincinnati Bengals Steelers game was. And to me, I think it seemed like that team wanted to win more than the team that was actually playing. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and I'm not saying that Ohio State didn't want to win. Obviously, I'm a big Ohio State fan. I love Ohio State. But you seen it in, like, the effort and just, like, how the guys, you know, emotions were throughout the game with Michigan. It's like, man, it's almost like you see a guy, it's like, man, I'm tired of getting beat up. I'm tired of losing. You know, almost like Chris Rogers or something, you know, Captain America. It's like, I'm tired of being the little guy, and I'm gonna figure something out, and I'm gonna go out there and, you know, and beat up the big bad, you know, big bad wolf, or beat up my big brother. And that kind of thing, that's kind of the situation that it was with Michigan. It's just like, you see how bad they wanted to win that game. Like, you see how much it meant to them. And Michigan has a good team. And at the end of the day, it doesn't help, you know, when the weather wasn't favorable for us, and because we're a passing team. But at the end of the day, if you can't stop, like we just talked about with the Bills, if you can't stop somebody from running the ball, you can't get mad at if you end up losing the game. You know, because end of the day, we always were taught, if you force somebody to stop running the ball, now you control the game, and you force them to do what you want them to do. If we stop them from running the ball and we can go after the quarterback, then it's a lot easier for us to control the pace of the game. But if they're running it as much as they want to, we don't know if they're going to run our pass, then it makes it a lot difficult for us to play defense. But if we already know what they're planning on doing, it's a lot easier for us to play defense.
Yeah. One of the big shocks for me, do you give Michigan any chance against Georgia in the college football playoff?
I do, and the reason I give them a chance is because as I was watching the Georgia game, I started to start like do a little bit of research. And if you really think about it, Georgia hasn't really played any difficult teams this year. If you really think about it, like they played Clemson. Clemson's not playing well this year. Yeah. And I think their toughest challenge was, besides Alabama, was Kentucky or somebody
Arkansas,
like that.
Arkansas, Auburn, something. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. And all those teams are high 20s, like high 20s when it comes to ranking. And their toughest matchup was Alabama, and Alabama just smoked them. And to me, this whole season, Georgia has been known for not having a good offense.
Yeah.
Like, their offense has been okay, but their offense hasn't been Alabama's, Ohio State's, those big offenses. Yeah. And I feel like their offense isn't good enough to scare Michigan.
Like, can't stretch the field. Yeah, they don't really have many weapons.
Yeah, they're not going to stretch the field. And then – one thing the Big Ten is known for is stopping the run.
Yeah.
You know, that's obviously, all, yeah. You know, so that's that. Obviously, Ohio State lost to, it was a whole lot of stuff that made Ohio State lose to Alabama in the national championship game. But but the one thing is Ohio State and the Big Ten, one thing they know how to do is run the ball really well. It's stop the run really well. And the one thing that Michigan does is run the ball really well and know how to stop it really well. And I feel like Michigan has more offensive weapons than Georgia does on offense. So I'm not surprised. The thing is, I wouldn't be surprised if Michigan wins the national championship. I just don't want them to.
Yeah, you can't root for Michigan if you're an Ohio State guy. Ryan, I'll get you out of here on this one.
Rooting for Cincinnati. So.
Rooting for Cincinnati. Okay. Obviously, congrats on the book. I am curious. You just listening to you break down teams and games, it sounds like maybe there's coaching in your future. Have you given much thought to what's next after the book? Coaching, front office, scouting?
I definitely thought of some of those roles, and I talked to the team about some of those things. Right now, I had a few things that I wanted to do that just kind of step away from the game of football for a while. So I started a foundation. It's called the Ranchers Air Fund for Spinal Rehabilitation. It's to help people that's going through spinal cord injuries, but also I'm on a podcast as well, and I own a logistics company. So I wanted to start some things myself. Like, I wanted to kind of get into the business world myself and then see how things pan out. And then if, you know, I don't like how things are going or this isn't for me, then I'll probably go back into football. But as of right now, I just want to take a step away from the game a little bit and be able to watch it as a fan, because I've been doing it as a player or involved for over 20 years, and I'm still in my 20s. So I just want to kind of take a step away and see if some of this thing will pan out for me. And it's going pretty well, but I just want to, you know, test the waters first before.
Yeah,
you know,
smart. I could just hear the passion for football, like breaking down Michigan, Georgia. It's pretty clear. All right, Ryan Shazier, congrats on the book. A walking miracle, how faith, positive thinking, and passion for football brought me back from paralysis and helped me find a purpose. Congrats again, Ryan, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you so much. Nice talk to you.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
Thoughtful stuff from Ryan Shazier. Intelligent guy. I like him. I think in short order, he will be a coach somewhere in either high school football, work his way up in college. He's just an intelligent guy, easy guy to root for. And, you know, if you go on YouTube and look up the injury, man, oof, that's painful to watch. Good to hear that he's overcoming the odds and he's written a book and he's got his act together. Ryan Shazier, nice guy. All right, on to the best bet for Vikings and Steelers. Interesting game, right? First of all, Minnesota at home in the dome, coming off a horrendous loss. Pittsburgh on the road, coming off a huge win over their rival. Pittsburgh's taken money all week. I don't know what that's about, folks, honestly. I don't. I think Minnesota is the only bet here. I don't think it's going to be popular, but I don't care that Cook is out. I don't care that Thielen's out. Cook has practiced a couple times this week, it looks like, so there's a chance he plays, but Madison Cook, it doesn't really matter. Pittsburgh defense can be had. We keep forgetting that this is just not the old Pittsburgh Steelers. They're not. This is a team that got swept by the Bengals. If you listen to Shazier, he thinks the Bengals are the best team in that division. This is just, it's not a really good, impressive Steelers team. You look at the pro Football Focus numbers, you look at the Football Outsiders numbers, none of the numbers say that this is a good team. Nobody thinks they're good. But because they beat a beat-up Ravens team last week at home, remember, they needed a massive fourth-quarter comeback with 17 points, all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, maybe Pittsburgh can go to the playoffs. No, guys, this is not a good team. Here's what Pittsburgh's done on the road in their last few games. 41-10 lost to Cincinnati. Against the Chargers, they were down a ton, got lucky, came back, still lost 41-37. At Cleveland, another divisional game, they were able to eke out a 15-10 win. At the Packers, lost by 10. Packers are really good. At the Bills in the opener, they were able to win. It's just, I don't know why all of a sudden we're giving the Pittsburgh Steelers so much respect for a win over the Ravens, their rivals, who were the number one seed in the AFC. Whoop-de-damn-do. This is what I'm going to look for today. Who is playing defense for the Minnesota Vikings? Because last week, right before the game, you heard their two best linebackers were out of the game. Oh, they're not going to play today. And Tossin Griffin, it's like, what? So I didn't know both linebackers were going to be out. As of now, right? According to the injury report, Anthony Barr, full practice. Eric Kendricks, full practice. Patrick Peterson, full practice. Like, they're getting healthy. I don't like this Vikings team. I don't like the secondary. The pass rush is kind of diminished. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, no Joe Hayden. And it doesn't look like Spillane, the linebacker, is going to play either. I don't know. Give me the Minnesota Vikings here. I don't like the Vikings a lot. I'll go 24-17 Vikings. So that would put the total right around 41, the total for this game. Oh, it's a little money on the under, 43.5. I think both teams can have a little success, but I guess I would lean to the under. So 24-17 Minnesota Vikings. Not a huge play. Definitely not putting it in the contest. Certainly not in Survivor. But I like the Vikings to win. Give me the favorite on the short week at home. All right, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway, the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes, Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the App and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.